It's Tuesday, September 14th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Among security news, it's the CISA's cloud architecture that stands out, and Datto releases a product I noticed. This is the Business of Tech. The landscape of security. A new study from HP says more than 30% of workers under the age of 24 entirely bypass cybersecurity measures that they believe get in the way of their deadlines. Almost half of the office workers of all ages believe cybersecurity measures waste their time, and the figure increases to 64% among those under the age of 24. The survey found that 54% of 18 to 24-year-olds cared more about their deadlines than causing a data breach. In the Hackers Are People Too category, CRN is reporting that the R Evil group accidentally released that universal decryptor key. The quote, one of the coders misclicked and generated a universal key. We also learned that the payments totaled over $10 million, although potentially unclear if that's directly from the Kaseya breach. NBC News is reporting on the impact of ransomware on students' information, such as social security numbers, birthdays, immigrant status, and if they are homeless, economically disadvantaged, or dyslexic. Some schools aren't even aware of the extent of data loss. CISA has released their Cloud Security Technical Reference Architecture. This is guidance on deploying in a shared risk model, authored by FedRAMP, with guidance on building cloud environments, authored by the U.S. Digital Service, and monitoring that environment, authored by CISA. It's also in public comment period until October 1st. Ready for a new ransomware model? The Groove Gang is not setting up the traditional ransomware as a service hierarchy. Instead, they'll work with anyone who can help them make money. This group is an offshoot of the Babook Gang and appears to be collaborating with other groups too. Last week, they suggested on their website that they would soon demonstrate their capabilities. And just in time, National Cyber Director Chris Inglis has warned that while some of the summer's groups have gone more quiet, it's too soon to say we're out of the woods on this. Although a new report from LexisNexis Risk Solutions found that bot attacks are already up significantly in 2021, growing by 41% in the first half of the year. New Spire reports an increase of 55,240% in Q2 for ransomware. Yes, that's not a typo. Why do we care? Let's focus on the news that's actionable, that reference architecture. CISA is looking for input on cloud migration and cloud security posture, both of which should be areas of input for IT providers to be considering now. This is your chance to get input into the proper design of networks of the future. Think this isn't for you? The document even contains service model definitions that look just like the ones I've seen used by MSPs. There's specific guidance on how to do cloud migrations, including phase breakdown. Leverage the resources here and input now. We care because this is the chance to input. Everything else I listed today is important and mostly an update. Datto has released Datto Continuity for Microsoft Azure, which per their press release is, quote, architected to leverage the secure Datto cloud to address a critical and unmet need for MSPs, the added protection and recovery of data in the public cloud through multi-cloud replication, end quote. The press release highlights backups from Azure and the ability to restore there or to the Datto cloud, as well as predictable pricing and a single user interface. Why do we care? I don't do product announcements, except when I do. So why? This feels like the first significant product to come from the big four MSPs tool providers, specifically around the cloud. This isn't management of the cloud, and it doesn't necessarily have to be. Multi-cloud backups, migrations, and failover is a space that matters, and companies who include multi-tenant are rare and thus stand out for providers. Thus, why reasons to care? Not an endorsement. More a standout to ask if this is the beginning of the next phase. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the Business of Tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicating to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gozinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. Another chance for feedback. Am I right on that product? Drop me a note, dave@mspradio.com. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio. Want to reach our listeners? mspradio.com/engage.